meeting of the Community and Regional Affairs to order. It is approximately 3:35 p.m. on Thursday, February 18th, 2010. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum. We have Senator Kukesh, Senator Menard, Senator Hollis French, and I am Vice Chair Thomas, sitting in for Senator Olson, who is out of town today. Let's see. The purpose of the meeting today is to take up the following legislation, SB 120, an act relating to an optional exemption from municipal property tax for residential property tax, and Senate Bill 232, an act relating to an optional municipal property tax exemption for residential property tax. Do they sound similar? They are very similar. Begin by presenting a committee substitute for Senate Bill 120, and as sponsor of the bill, I will hand the chair off to Senator French, if he's willing.
Mr. Chairman, I am. Thank you.
And I will slide down.
It's up to you. However you like to proceed, you can give us an overview of the bill.
And if you don't mind, I'll have Dreyer Hopkins come.
Whatever makes it, whatever you like.
This is it's a long one. Thank you. Senator Joe Thomas, District D, in the Fairbanks North Star Borough, Denali Borough area. I would like to, the committee substitute, should we?
Why don't we have a motion to adopt / R?
Should I go ahead?
Please.
Yes, I move that we adopt the CH for Senate Bill 126-L SO635. / R.
Any objection? Without objection, the current CS is before us. Great.
Thank you. The committee substitute for Senate Bill 120 simply changes the dollar value in the bill, the original bill, from $100,000 to $50,000. What is in existence in state law now is $20,000. And really, that minor change, it takes place on line 9 for those that are looking at the bill. And a little background, residential property tax, the Senate Bill 120 increases the optional municipal property tax exemption for a private residence from $20,000 to $50,000. This bill does not mandate any action by the municipalities. The bill only allows local governments of any type that have taxing authority to increase their residential property tax exemptions. Currently, there are 14 boroughs and 12 cities with a combined population of over 600,000, or about 590,000 Alaskans, which levy property tax. Each of these is attempting to respond to homeowners struggling under the rising cost of energy across the state. In some instances, these issues are coupled with rapidly rising assessed values of property of private residences. Across the state, these citizens are crying out for relief. Senate Bill 120, with our committee substitute for Senate Bill 120, would not affect a smaller revenue-strapped community's source of taxable income. Instead, it would give those municipalities with a large enough population the ability to relieve the tax burden largely borne by homeowners. Senate Bill 120 would allow local control in setting the allowable exemption at any amount up to $50,000. A local ordinance would then require voter approval before enactment. That's standard. The original option of exempting up to $20,000 was a good idea when it was passed by both houses of the Alaska legislature in 2004 and has been a valuable tool for the municipalities which exercise this option. As municipalities around the state attempt to diversify their income base and respond to the needs of private citizens struggling under today's rising cost and to diversify their revenue, I urge you to support the timely passage of the committee substitute for Senate Bill 120.
Thank you. Senator Thomas, any remarks from your able staff?
Anything you'd like to add? No.
Thank you. Questions from members of the committee for the senator or his staff? Senator Menard.
So it would be safe to say that this is being brought forward to us because of the rising energy costs, and so it would be the municipality's attempt, if they so choose, to do the deduction up to $50,000. And is that Did I characterize that correct?
That is, through the chair, that is correct, Senator Menard. And we did enclose some information that shows you basically where the various, table one it's called, where the various municipalities are at this point in time, whether they have any property tax, sales tax, or special tax. That gives you kind of a feel if you, as you read through it, of just where people are. And those that actually have even taken advantage of the $20,000 exemption as it is, some haven't, some have a percentage of it. It's all over the board. So it does not necessarily mean that automatically all municipalities will have their municipal property tax raised to $50,000, and there is an initiative afoot that will also put it before the voters to do this. We're just trying to get a jump on it here.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have a question. These are excellent tables you provided with the bill. Is there a table that tells me which municipalities have taken advantage of the idea, and if so, how much have they exempted?
Is that one in here or not? There were 20, there we go. There should be, maybe we missed putting that in the.
It may be in there, I just haven't gotten to it. I'm looking.
Could be, it's titled Municipal Residential Property Tax Exemptions Authorized, and the source is the Alaska Taxable 2009 booklet. So if you don't have this particular form, there are, I'll just summarize it quickly, there are, a total of, let's see, 26, is that the number? 26 municipalities who assess property tax at this point, or that have the ability to, but actually there are only six that do.
Six municipalities assess a property tax, and of them, of those six, how many, am I misunderstanding?
I'm getting ahead.
Squire Hopkins, staff to Senator Joe Thomas. I believe there are, you can see down here, there are 30 individual municipalities that assess property tax but do not use any of the exemption. There are six individual municipalities that do enact some portion of the exemption.
I see.
Anchorage, for example, is 10% of the assessed value of the property up to the full $20,000. The Valdez is 30% of the assessed value up to $20,000. And Bristol Bay, Fairbanks, North Star Borough, Kenai Peninsula, and the North Slope Borough also enact some or all of the exemptions.
So some places are taking advantage of this law we put on the books in 2004, and we're just going to give them the opportunity to continue to do so.
Yes, sir.
Great idea. Thanks. That's all the questions I have. Other members of the committee, follow-up questions? Don't hear or see any. Thanks. Let's check and see if we have anyone online to testify about SB 120. Thank you so much. Anyone here in the room that would like to testify on the bill? Hearing and seeing none, we're going to go ahead and close public testimony. And any committee discussion about this fairly straightforward idea?
No, just a comment, Mr. Chair. I really believe that this is an excellent way that will allow the different municipalities and cities to do with what they want. I remember our past governor doing away in Wasilla with the tax because the property tax is very high in the Mat-Su borough, and it worked well. And I certainly appreciate that we are stepping this up a little bit so it maybe won't have to go out as an initiative.
Excellent. Perhaps you'd like to make a motion.
I would love to make a motion. I move that we accept a committee substitute for Senate Bill 120, 26-LS0635-R.
No.
With individual.
You mean move it out of committee?
Move it out of committee.
Okay. Your motion is to move the bill out of committee with individual recommendations and the attached fiscal note. Is there any objection?
Nope.
I see. We have a fiscal note that may change. We'll send it out with the fiscal note as it appears now, although it may change given the amendment to the bill. Any objection to the motion? Hearing and seeing none, the bill is moved out of committee. And we'll take a short at ease.
And thank Senator French for chairing while I step down. We will take up our next order of business, which is Senate Bill 232. And George, if you would please come forward and put yourself on the record and your affiliation and present Senate Bill 232.
Thank you, Senator Thomas. For the record, my name is George Ascott, staff to Senator Bill Wilikowski. I'm here to present on Senate Bill 232. I don't have much to add beyond the senator's testimony in the last hearing. The bills are now, with the $50,000 limit, essentially identical. The only difference is Senator Wilikowski's bill allows it to be extended to residential rental properties at all, just allowing municipalities to exempt those to not pass the tax burden on to renters if they choose to do so.
Okay. Are there any questions of Mr. Ascott?
No, thank you.
I have none. Is there anybody online to testify, or are they just listening still? Okay, very good. Thank you. Any closing comments? Any other?
Oh, thank you.
Well, they're relatively simple bills, I believe. We were astounded by the shortness of both of them, so it's, that's always good, though. Well, simplicity.
We're relatively easy committee members.
That's right. I would then entertain a motion regarding the will of the body.
Mr. Chairman, I'd be proud to move that CS for Senate Bill number 120, CNRA/R, be moved from committee with individual recommendations and any attached to fiscal notes.
232.
Beg your pardon. Yes, 232.
They're so similar.
It's easy to get them mixed up. 232 is the motion. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let's see, is there objection? No objection? I'm seeing no objection. The motion passes. Let's see, I don't think there is anything else to come before the committee, and since Senator Olson, who is the regular chairman, is not here, I don't have a concept of what the next order of business may be at the next meeting, or is the agenda set yet? Okay. Okay, our next committee meeting, February 23rd, the committee will hear HB 276.
House short title.
And the short title of 270.
The historical park, Roseau. It's a Sitka Roseau.
I got you.
Historical park. It's a reversion back to the airport.
Right.
It took too much property for park. Now DOT wants them back.
Okay.
And DOT commissioner is really hot on this one.
Okay. Thank you for that explanation. So we will be taking up HB 276 the 23rd, which is next week, anyhow. Since there's no further business, I will close the meeting. Thank you very much for your attendance.